welcome back to Hamilton High School. Greg Chandler with you as we get you set for the second half of tonight's high school game between the Hawkeyes and the Unity Christian Crusaders. 34-14, Unity leads at the half. Updating you on a couple of games. Muskegon leading Zeeland East 26-0. That is at the half. So the Chicks continuing to struggle. They've dropped their last two after a 5-0 start, and they may be headed to a third consecutive loss. West Ottawa and Granville are now tied at 14-14. That is approaching halftime. It has gone to the half at Byron Center. The Bulldogs leading Holland Christian in that important OK Green Conference contest by a score of 6-3. Again, Zeeland West all over Holland, 52-8 at the half. And we will be at Zeeland next week for the game between the Ducks and the Byron Center Bulldogs, which could very easily be for the OK Green Conference Championship. And we'll be on the air beginning at 6:40 next week on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Hawkeyes are going to kick off to start the second half. Hawkeyes will be going right to left across your radio dial, and we might see Brady Mudd try a squib kick. Or maybe a pop-up kick. He did it on the last kickoff. Again, the Hawkeyes scored a couple of touchdowns after falling behind 34-0 early in the ball game, and they went into the half with feeling a little bit better about themselves, you know, taking advantage of some Unity Christian mistakes, and Brady Mudd was able to get some time to throw the football and able to capitalize. Hawkeyes in the black uniforms, black helmets, Unity in the white jerseys with the silver helmets. Kick is away by Mudd. Biker's going to take it at the 10. Comes up to the middle of the field. He's to the 20, and he breaks a tackle up the field at the 25, and he is brought down at the 27. It looked like his knee was about to drop at the 20, but he put his hand on the ground and managed to maintain his footing and got about 7 extra yards before finally being brought down. Unity had up close to 300 yards rushing in the first half, with Snickers leading the way with 165 yards on 8 carries and 3 touchdowns. They have it at their 27. Ty Dykstra is the quarterback. They go straight to the backfield, 2 tight ends in the ball game, and the give is to Snickers, I believe, and Jeff gets up to the 30. Pick up a 3 for Jeff Snickers. And Dylan Burrish on the stop for the Hawkeyes. 2nd and 7. Crusaders quickly up to the line. Craig Tibby does not waste any time. They get up very quickly to the line once they get the play. Here's Snickers with the handoff, and the Hawkeyes are ready for him. And I don't think he got anything. Hayden Smith led the way for the Hawkeyes that time, and Heath Dannenberg came over from his linebacker position as well. Actually, that was declined on that ball carry instead of Snickers. Declined at 89 yards rushing in the first half. 3rd and 7 Unity from its 30. 5-man front for the Hawkeyes. Here's Dykstra rolling out to throw. Gets a little pressure. Rolls out to his left. Now he's going to tuck it and run. He's up to the 30, and they're going to take him down at the 33. It's going to be short of a first down. Landon Dykstra chased down Tice Dykstra from behind that time, and the Crusaders are going to have to punt for the second consecutive possession. They did not punt until late in the first half, so the Hawkeyes force a 3-and-out to start the second half, so a good start for the Hawkeyes. Vandegooch gets the kick. He's going to run it. He's going to keep it. Vandegooch will take it upfield, and I don't think he's going to get the first down. The Hawkeyes are going to hold. He ran to his right like he was going to be one of those Australian rules kickers, and he decided to take it up himself, and he got stopped short of the first down, and it was Dylan Burrish filling the hole that time, so the Hawkeyes are going to get it at the Unity 36. So right now, the Hawkeyes have got some momentum going. They scored a couple of touchdowns late in the first half, and now they're going to get the football in Unity territory to start the second half. And the Hawkeyes are not out of this one yet. Again, they were down 34-0 3 minutes into the second quarter. Mudd gets the snap. Back to throw. Slant pattern. It is caught. Oh, dropped. Aining had it and dropped it at the 33, and Garrett just slapped his hands together. He knows he should have had that. That was one of those situations where he was starting to think about running with the football before he had the ball in his hands. Second and 10. They'll go twin receivers on the left. Two tight ends in the ball game. Dannenberg is the running back. Actually, it's Alexander now in the ball game, lined up to the left of Mudd. Mudd takes the snap, rolls out to his left. He's got time. He's going to run with it. Mudd cuts to his right, then back to his left, and he's able to get down to the 32-yard line. Derek Van Zalen on the stop for the Crusaders. Pick up a 4 for Mudd. Third and 6, Hamilton from the Unity 32. 9:55 to play in the third. 34-14, Unity Christian. Mudd is in the gun with two receivers on the left. Looks at two down linemen with a couple of linebackers on the outside. The give is to Alexander. Alexander inside the 30. Fights his way forward. He gets down to the 27, maybe the 26. He's going to be short of the first down, I believe. But not by much. Well, they gave him a pretty good spot. They'll mark it at the 26. It's going to be fourth and less than a yard. Actually, no, they're going to bring the chains in. We're going to get a measurement. And my first thought was it was going to be short, but I don't know. They're going to have the ball is on the near hash mark, nearer to the Hamilton sideline, and they're going to have to bring the chains in from the far side there, over from the Unity sideline. They stretch out the chains, and it's going to be short, but not by much. It's fourth and a foot. I'm going to need Ron. I'm probably going to use a pair of Ron Weatherby's binoculars for that. You know, just to check out the spot there. Fourth and a foot to go for Hamilton from the Unity 26, and they got to capitalize here on this great field position following the fake punt failure by Unity. Mudd gets the play from Coach Chad Miller. They go twin receivers on the right, two tight ends in the ball game. Alexander is lined up to the right of Mudd. Mudd is in the gun. And they went to a hard count. I think they were trying to get Unity to jump. Now they changed the play up. Mudd takes, gives it to Alexander. Alexander inside the 25. He's got the first down. Down to the 21. Good opening by the Hamilton offensive line. And I think the guy who threw the key block that time was Corey Hasseford, one of the linemen, and he ended up actually on his back, but he opened the hole that time. He's the right tackle, and he was able to give Alexander the hole he needed for the first down. So the Hawkeyes have it at the Unity 22. Mudd gets the snap, rolls out to his right, steps up, fires, got a receiver, oh, is through the hands of Dylan Burge, who was wide open at the 10. And he might have gone into the end zone had he been able to hang on to it. They flooded the secondary with receivers, and Burrish had popped open, and Mudd threw a high, hard one, but you got to hang on to that ball. And this just in, Zealand West just scored again. It's now 60-8 Ducks over the Dutch in the third quarter. Here's the gift, Alexander. Alexander gets down inside the 20 to the 19. And that was Mike Dykstra, 6'2", 260. We got lots of Dykstras in this ball game tonight. We got Tice, we got Lannon, we got Mike. Third and 8, we'll call it, from the 19 of Unity. Clock running, 8:30 to go in the third. Mudd in the gun. He's got three receivers on the right. Mudd rolls to his right, gets a little pressure, throws. It is caught at the 10, and he's got a first down. That is Colin Tidd, the wide receiver. He was the slot receiver on the play, and he caught it just beyond the sticks and got the first down. First and goal to go for Hamilton from the Unity 9. So the Hawkeyes threatening again. And you sense this Hamilton team, you know, gaining some confidence right now. Two receivers on the left. Alexander to the right of Mudd. Mudd to throw into the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Hamilton! Hayden Smith on the slant pattern. Catches the football. That's his third touchdown. That's the third touchdown pass of the ball game for Brady Mudd. And it's now 34-20 Unity with 7:56 to play in the third. They faked the give to Alexander, and then Brady Munn just stood up and threw a beauty to Hayden Smith for the score. Munn on for the extra point. Kick on the way. It is up, and it is good. Unity was up 34-0 early in the second quarter, and the Hawkeyes have come storming back. It is now 34-21 Unity Christian with 7:56 to play in the third. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football at 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Munn gets ready to approach the ball. The kick is away, and it's going to be taken by Biker inside his 5. He comes up the middle to the 15, to the 20, and he gets taken down at the 22-yard line. And it was, I believe that was Tidd on the coverage that time for the Hawkeyes. He had a key play there. No, that was Montoya. Montoya, the speedy wide receiver, was the first man downfield, and he took Biker down at the 23-yard line. Hawkeyes capitalizing on the failed fake punt. They drive 35 yards in 7 plays, and it was Mudd's third touchdown pass of the night, a 9-yarder to Hayden Smith, and it's now 34-21. And, boy, you got to give Hamilton a lot of credit for bouncing back after being down 34-0 early in the second quarter. Here come the Crusaders. Two tight ends of the ballgame. Hamilton jams 6 along the front. And here's a scrum up the middle. Biker on the carry, and he got out to about the 28. We're being met by a throng of Hawkeye defenders. We'll give him 5 on that play. Second down and 5. And Craig Dibby's trying to find some mojo for the Crusaders. After that great start, they have struggled the last couple of possessions. Tice Dykstra brings them up. Two tight ends are in the ball game. 3 running backs. And here's the give. I believe that's Dykstra, or rather Snickers with it. Hard to tell who's got the football. And this offense, very much like what Zeeland West runs, you know, it's a straight T formation, lots of faking. That was Biker on that last carry, and he got up to the 32, so it's 3rd and a yard to go. They've now gone to the third quarter at Byron Center. 6-3, the Bulldogs lead Holland Christian. They come up to the line. 3rd and a yard to go. Hawkeyes jam 6 along the front. The give is to Snickers. Snickers has the first down and more. He's out over the 40 to the 44, and he almost broke another one. He got to the final line of defense, and finally it was Nathan Pando on the stop for the Hawkeyes, but Snickers picks up a dozen, and it's a first down for the Crusaders. And Unity needed that one. 6:25 to go in the third, 34-21 Unity. Here's a give up the middle, and going nowhere is the fullback. That was Reyes on the carry for the Crusaders, and he got stuffed by the middle of that Hamilton line. Hayden Smith led the way, and Benjamin Tucker also in there as well as Tate Knapp. Knapp's had a nice ball game tonight. Loss of 1 on the play for Reyes, 2nd and 11 for Unity from its 43. Dykstra brings him up. Hamilton jams 6 along the front. The give is to Snickers, and Snickers almost popped it out again. He got out close to midfield before Aiding came over to make the stop. So a pickup of 6. Now, Holland High has come back with a score at the end of 3 quarters now. It is 60-15, Zeeland West over Holland. And the Dutch are who Hamilton will play for their final game next week. 3rd and 5. Unity from its 49. The give is to Decline. And Decline plows over the left side, and he's close to a first down in Hamilton territory at the 46. I believe he did pick up the first down. Tate Knapp on the stop, but it is going to be a Unity first down just shy of the 45. 5:10 to play in the third. The clock running. Tice Dykstra brings the Crusaders up to the line. Straight tee the formation. They give up the middle to Snickers. Snickers down the middle to the 40, to the 35, down inside the 33. That was just a straight dive that time. And Snickers powers ahead and has another first down. And let's see. That puts Jeff Snickers at 191 yards so far on 12 carries tonight, unofficially. They mark it at the 34 after a pickup of a dozen. And Unity starting to reassert itself after a couple of tough possessions. They go to a double wing set. They bring a man in motion behind formation. And the give is to the fullback to Klein. And Colton went nowhere. Dannenberg and Dylan Burrish on the snap for the Hawkeyes. No gain. Second, and we'll call it 10 from the 34 of Hamilton. Two tight ends in the ballgame, straight to the formation. And here's the give to Snickers. Snickers down to the 30, down to the 25. He's not going to go down. He is finally wrestled down at the 22-yard line. Now, Jeff Snickers goes 6'1 and 202, and powerfully built young man. Isn't anybody else, anybody named Snickers from Unity Christian built that way? Gain of 12 for Jeff on that play. First and 10 for Unity. They have it at the Hamilton 23. And now they give it to Biker, and Biker fights his way down to the 20 over the right side. Tate Knapp on the stop for Hamilton. We tick down towards 3 minutes to play in the third. Unity threatening to regain some momentum that they have lost here from the midway part of the second quarter on. It was 34-0 at one point. Hamilton has come back to cut it to 34-21. But now Unity's now in the red zone. And now we got guys jumping all over the place. There were about three Hawkeyes that all jumped at the same time. And this is going to be an onside penalty. We've had a clean ball game for the most part. We've had very few flags. 5-yard walk-off. We'll put it at the Hamilton 15. So it'll be second and three for the Crusaders. Tice Dykstra talking to Craig Tibby on the Unity sideline. Gets the play. Jerry DeGroat, Mark Tesla, Matt Baker, Kevin Costner, Laurie Treese, and Kyle Warren are the Unity assistant coaches. Kyle Warren, you might remember, a former All-MIAA defensive back for Hope College. Played his high school ball for the Crusaders of Unity Christian. Here's the give to Decline around the left side. He's got some running room. Decline to defend. Down to the 5. And he's inside the 5. Down to the 3. We have a flag thrown behind the play by the referee. This may be coming back. Holding is the call against Unity. This is coming back. So a nice run that time by Colton Decline is going to get brought back. 2:55 to go in this third quarter. They got a wild one going on over in Saugatuck at the half. It was Saugatuck 33, Bangor 32. That game airing on our sister station 92.7 The Van with Gary Stevens on the play-by-play. He's getting a workout tonight. And we'll try and get you as many finals as we can before we go off the air tonight on the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital post-game reporting. Well, of course, we'll also have our village game as well. Here's the give to Biker, and Biker went nowhere. He was met solidly by the Hamilton front line, and Dylan Burrish led the way that time for the Hawkeyes. And Tate Knapp was there again as well. And Hasevoort was also in there as well. Gain of a yard on the play. 3rd and 9 for Unity from the Hamilton 22. And the Hamilton players exhorting the fans to make some noise. They have come back big here in this ball game. Unity up to the line. Straight tee the formation. Two tight ends in the ball game. Dykstra the quarterback. Dykstra is back to throw. He's got a receiver open. It is caught at the 15. Down to the 10. Down to the 5. Inside the 5 to the 3. They fake the give to the fullback, and they threw it to Decline out of the backfield. It's the first completion of the night for the Crusaders, and it's good for a first down down to the Hamilton 4. a pickup up 18, and that was a big-time play that time by the Crusaders. Little play-action fake that time, and Tyce Dykstra put it right between the two ones on Colton DeKline's jersey. First and goal from the four. They give it up the middle. I think that Snickers, is he in? It is a touchdown for Unity Christian. And Jeff Snickers, his fourth touchdown of the night from 4 yards out with 1:38 to play in the third quarter. It is now Unity Christian 40 and Hamilton 21. So a very impressive drive for the Crusaders. This is really the first sustained drive they have had all night. The conversion on the way. It is up. And it is good for Andrew DeYoung. 1:38 to play in the third quarter. Jeff Snickers, his fourth touchdown of the night. It is now Unity Christian 41 and Hamilton 21. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Kick is away by Young. It's going to be taken by Montoya at the 10. Montoya comes toward the near sideline. He's up to the 20, out to the 30, and he gets banged to the deck that time. Just a shoulder-to-shoulder hit by Jeff Snickers, who just scored the touchdown for Unity. And Montoya knocked down at about the 31-yard line. But an impressive drive by the Crusaders, and Jeff Snickers scoring his fourth touchdown in the ballgame from 4 yards out. And Snickers now 195 yards on 13 carries for the night. Byron Center has extended its lead over Holland Christian in the third quarter. It's the Bulldogs 13 and the Maroons 3. Hawkeyes have it. The give is to Alexander, and Trenton's out over the 35. He's not going down. He's still on his feet at the 38, still continuing to fight forward, and he gets to the 39. There were about five Unity Christian defenders that all had a shot at him, and they could not bring Trenton Alexander down. A pickup of 7 for Alexander, who has been the primary ball carrier in the second half for Heath Dannenberg. Second and 3 for the Hawkeyes from their 39, under a minute to play in the third. They trail 41-21. Mudd is in the gun with two receivers on the right. Three down linemen. Mudd to throw. They throw to the slot receiver, and the ball is dropped by Aiding. They crisscross the two outside receivers. It's Aiding and Colin Tidd, and Aiding was open, but the pass was a little bit behind him, and he could not hang on to it. Third and 3 to go for the Hawkeyes from their 39. Now, they've got to respond here. Mudd gives it to Alexander. Alexander around the left side. Fights his way forward. He's going to have a first down. It looked like he was going to be stopped well short of the first down, but on second effort, he gets out to about the 43. Vancouvering had the initial hit. But as I said earlier, Vancouvering only goes about 135 pounds, and he's just not big enough to take on Trenton Alexander. We don't have Alexander's height and weight, but my guess is he's in the 195 to 200 category. He's a very powerfully built young man. Under 30 seconds to play in the third. Hawkeyes with it first and 10 from their 44. Twin receivers on the right. Mudd is in the gun. They give it to Alexander on the left side, and this time he goes nowhere. Good penetration by the Crusaders that time. Dakota Vandegooch and Nate Eckhoff. Eckhoff, a 210-pound senior, on the stop. And was there a fumble? I guess they ruled a fumble, and the Crusaders have recovered. So the fifth turnover of the night for Hamilton. I did not see the ball come out at the end of the play, but the official sure did, and they say Unity recovered it. So the Crusaders now have it at the Hamilton 46-yard line. 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. Now, Hamilton's got to get a stop here, because the last four times Hamilton has turned it over, Unity has scored each and every time. The give to DeKline over the left side, and Colton gets inside the 45 down to the 42. That's going to do it for the third quarter here at Hamilton High School. It is Unity Christian 41, Hamilton 21. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSA website. Features information, MHSA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information every day. Right on the homepage of the MHSA website, that's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. I had a chance to check out the second half website earlier this week. And a story on a record-setting performance by a couple of guys from Detroit Cesar Chavez Academy. Their quarterback last week threw for 670 yards and 9 touchdowns. His receiver had 456 yards in receiving yards, which tied a national high school record. And I believe he had 7 touchdown catches in that game last week. That was Detroit Cesar Chavez playing against Mayville. I think the score of that game ended up 66-41. Snickers with a carry to start the fourth quarter, and he gets down inside the 40 to the 39 of Hamilton. It'll be 3rd and 5 coming up. Crusaders trying to cash in on another Hamilton turnover, their 5th of the night. Just underway in the fourth quarter, 41-21 Unity Christian. Hamilton will play Holland next week to close out its season. Now they go to a wing tee on this third down play. The give is to Snickers, and he's not going to get the first down. He's not even close. Corey Hasseboard on the snap for the Hawkeyes. They drop him at the 38. It'll be 4th and 3 to go for Unity, and my presumption is Craig Tibby is going to go for it. 11 minutes to play here at Hamilton. In case you just joined us, Unity led 34-0 in the second quarter. Hamilton came back, cut it to 34-21, and then Unity scored late in the third to go up by 20. Here's Dykstra back to throw. Getting pressure. Throws. Got a receiver. It's a first down inside the 30 to Snickers, and Snickers is inside the 25 down to the 23. Snickers got open in the flat, and Dykstra got a little bit of pressure from the backside that time, but was able to make the throw. It's a pickup of 15 and a first down for Unity down to the Hamilton 23. So the Crusaders move the chains. They come up in the straight T formation again. Tyce Dykstra's gone all the way at quarterback for Unity. The give. Getting snowed under in the backfield. I believe that was Decline. That was Decline, and he got snowed under at the 26-yard line. Now, they'll put it back at the 24, actually. Biker was the carrier on that play. Loss of 1, 2nd and 11. Here come the Crusaders. Two tight ends in the ball game, straight to the formation. Hamilton puts 5 along the front, and they bring a couple linebackers up close. Here's Snickers with it. Snickers over the right side to the 20, to the 10, cuts back at the 5. He will score. Touchdown, Unity Christian. That's touchdown number 5 for Jeff Snickers tonight. Snickers got a little opening on the right side, then made a nice cutback move to his left, and he goes in from 24 yards out for the score. His 5th touchdown of the night, and it's now 47-21 Unity Christian. And for Jeff Snickers, unofficially, that's 224 yards on the night. The kick by DeYoung is good. 9:37 to play here at Hamilton, and Unity Christian has regained control of this one. It is the Crusaders 48, the Hawkeyes 21. Let's take a 30. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. DeYoung gets ready to kick off, and once again, the turnover bites Hamilton again. That 5 turnovers tonight for the Hawkeyes, and Unity has turned every turnover into a touchdown. The kick is away, and it's going to sail into the end zone for DeYoung. Hawkeyes will get it at their 20. with 9:37 left, 48-21 Unity Christian in the lead. Unity trying to snap a four-game losing skid. They haven't won since week three. Hamilton has not won since week two. Byron Center has extended that lead over Holland Christian to 13-3. Zeeland West 60-15 in the fourth quarter over Holland. So it looks like we're setting up for an OK Green Conference showdown next week between the Ducks and the Bulldogs at Zeeland Stadium, and we'll be there for that one. Mudd to throw on first down, throws, and Aiding dropped it. Actually, Alec Overbeek is now in the ball game at quarterback for the Hawkeyes. He played one series early in the ball game. After the bad exchanges there between Brady Mudd and his backs. Second and 10 now. Dannenberg is in the ballgame at running back for the Hawkeyes. So Overbeek is playing instead of Mudd at quarterback right now. 9:33 to go. Overbeek's going to get the snap. He's going to keep it himself over the left side. He spins out of one tackler and fights his way forward out to about the 24, maybe the 25. And Jeff Snickers, who's done everything else tonight, made the tackle for Unity. You know, it looks like Snickers is our leading candidate right now for our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. We'll announce the Player of the Game at the conclusion of this broadcast, and you'll have an opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza out on South Washington. Two receivers out of the right. Overbeek is in the gun. He's got a running back, Dannenberg, lined up next to him. Back to throw is Overbeek. Throws right side. It is caught by Tidd, but Tidd falls down at the 25. So it's going to be a gain of about a half yard, and it's going to be fourth down. And I don't see the Hawkeyes moving to punt the football. I don't see Brady Mudd coming out to punt. They're going to go for it, it looks like. Down by 27 with 8.5 minutes left. You have to figure this is probably their last shot to get back in the ballgame. Hawkeyes send two receivers on the left side. Dannenberg lines up to the left of the quarterback, Overbeek. Four-man front for the Crusaders. They bring a linebacker up the middle. Bad snap. Overbeek rolls out to his left. He's in trouble. Gets it out of there, and the pass is it caught? It looks like Hayden Smith made the grab just beyond the chain. It's going to be a Hamilton first down. Well, Overbeek showed great poise that time. He did not get a good snap at all. He had to chase down the football. He rolled out to his left, got a little bit of pressure, but made a nice throw to Hayden Smith. And Smith has a first down for the Hawkeyes at the 31 of Hamilton. Now, if they hadn't gotten that one, that would have given Unity yet another short field. Hawkeyes go trips right this time, and we got flags. We're going to get an illegal procedure called the side judge, who's right in front of the Unity bench, saw what happened, and it's going to be a five-yard walk-off against the Hawkeyes. So that'll be what became first and 10 is now first and 15. Here's Overbeek rolling out to his right. Throws, got a receiver. It's Burrish, and Burrish is up over the 40. And he's going to be wrestled back from the 42 back inside the 40. They brought Burrish, the tight end, underneath. And Overbeek has made a couple of nice throws here. And they're going to mark it. Are they going to give him the first down? They're going to give him to the 42. It will be a Hawkeye first down. So Overbeek with a couple of first down throws. And the Hawkeyes on the move with 7:25 left. They're down 48-21. Trips left the formation this time. Overbeek back to throw. With time. He's going to air it out deep. Intended for Smith, and it's overthrown. On the coverage was Ike Van Kempen, the junior cornerback. Big game between Grand Rapids Christian and Lowell. That's in the third quarter. The Eagles lead the Red Arrows 14-7. Second and 10, Hawkeyes. They have it at their 43, 7:15 left. Two receivers on the left. Overbeek in the gun. Gets the snap. Back to throw. Gets some pressure. He's going to tuck it and run. And he's going to be dropped for a loss back to the 41-yard line. And that was Van Zalen making the stop for Unity Christian. They'll give him to the 42, actually, so it will be only a loss of one for Alec Overbeek. Tidd comes off the field right now for Hamilton. Third and 11, Hawkeyes. Overbeek gives the offensive lineman the play. Overbeek gets the snap, rolls out to his left, pumps once. He's going to air it out deep. He's got a man up there, and it is, oh my, it's off the hands of the receiver Pando down at the 40. Pando had gotten a step on the Unity cornerback, but could not hang on to the football. So that's going to bring up fourth down, and I presume the Hawkeyes are going to go for it here. They will. 6:36 to play. Fourth down for the Hawkeyes. Four-man front for Unity. They're going to try to set a screen up. Here's Dannenberg with it. He's at the 40. He's up to the 45. He fights his way forward. He's going to have a Hawkeye first down. That was a beautifully executed screen that time to Heath Dannenberg. And Dannenberg, with some hard running after the catch, able to break a couple tackles. He gets the first down to the Unity Christian 44. Very nicely executed by the Hawkeyes. That's a pickup of 14. So Overbeek with 3 out of 4 so far passing on this drive. Hawkeyes on the move. They send a man in motion. Pando right to left. Overbeek rolls out to his left. Throws. He's got a receiver. It's Burrish inside the 35. Down to the 30. And it's another Hawkeye first down. And the Crusaders trying to rip the ball out of his hands. And Burrish putting both hands around the football, not having any part of it. It's a pickup of 16 down to the 28-yard line. Yes, and yet another of the Burrish brothers delivering again for the Hawkeyes. Hamilton quickly up to the line. Twin receivers on the right. Dannenberg lines up to the right of Overbeek. Overbeek gets the snap. With time. Throws a slant pattern. It is caught at the 25 by Aiding down to the 20. And he's going to be down to the 15. Another Hawkeye first down. Van Zalen had to come from behind to make the stop, but another Hawkeye first down, and the Hawkeyes are on the move with 5:38 left. They're back in the red zone again. And this time, Ulrich's going to run it around the right side. He gets down to the 10. He stays on his feet. He's down inside the 5. He's down to the 2. Alec Overbeek would not go down that time. It looked like he was going to be knocked out of bounds at the 10. He was able to shake off a couple of tacklers and get extra yardage. And it's first and goal to go for Hamilton down inside the Unity 5. They'll mark it at the 3. Now, Overbeek's done a great job running this offense on this drive. Single receivers on either side. The give to Dannenberg over the right side, and Dannenberg's going to be hit for a loss. Tykes Dystra broke through that time for the Crusaders, and Van Zalen was also there as well. It's going to be a loss back to the 4. Second down, clock continuing to move, 4:45 left. Hawkeyes quickly up to the line. They go trips left, single receiver right. Mud. Check that. Overbeek back to throw. In trouble. He escapes the rush. And now he's brought down at the 6. He escaped a couple of Unity tacklers, but there were 2 more waiting for him. And one of them was Jeff Snickers. You know, Jeff Snickers has done everything except sell popcorn tonight for Unity. And we've got an injured Hamilton player. It looks like Landon Dykstra, who's one of the offensive linemen. And Dykstra gets up on his feet, and I think he is walking, but he is in some degree of discomfort right now. It's going to be third and goal to go for Hamilton. The clock stopped with 4:20 to play. It's 48-21 Unity Christian. The Hawkeyes come up to the line as Dykstra comes off the field. Trips left, single receiver right. Dannenberg lines up to the left of Overbeek. Overbeek takes. Swings it out of the backfield, and it's incomplete. That pass was a little low for Nathan Pando, and even if Pando had made the catch, Biker was right over there waiting for him. So it's going to be fourth and goal. Hawkeyes will go for it with 4:06 left. Now, Overbeek has done a nice job of running this drive, and he wants to finish it off with a touchdown. Trips left, single receiver right. Overbeek takes, back to throw, goes for the right corner of the end zone for Smith. Smith goes up. Does he get it? No. It was at the right corner of the end zone, and I don't think Smith was able to hang on to it. So the Hawkeyes come up short on their fourth down pass attempt, and Unity will take over at its six-yard line with 3:59 left to go, 48-21 the score, with the Crusaders in front. So a nicely executed drive by Alec Overbeek, but the Hawkeyes not able to put it into the end zone. And now Unity's in a position where they can, run the clock out, potentially. They come up in the straight T formation. Alec Dykstra's gone all the way at quarterback. Actually, Biker's now in at quarterback. And here's DeKlein with it, and he almost broke it. He gets out to about the 20. Colton DeKlein, the left halfback. Nathan Pando saved what could have been a long, long touchdown run. A pickup of 14 for DeKlein, who's now over 100 yards rushing, to go along with the 200-plus that Snickers has tonight. First and 10, Unity from its 20, 3:38 to go, the clock running. And there's new back in the ball game, and he's got the ball going around the right end, and he's out close to the 25. That is Brad Steenweik, a 5'9", 150-pounder. We call his name on the defensive side of the football, but that's the first time he's carried the ball tonight, and he picks up about 5. And he stays in bounds, so the clock continues to roll. 3:12, 3:11 left to go. Here comes Unity up to the line. Biker, the quarterback. The give is to Steenweik, and Steenweik's going to have a first down over the 30 to the 33. Burrish and Quinn LaPointe on the stop for the Hawkeyes, but not before a first down for Unity Christian. They mark it at the 32, 2:50 to go. Unity just trying to run out the clock and walk out of here with its third victory of this season. Biker under center. And Biker's going to keep it himself around the left side. He gets up to the 35. The Hawkeyes try to rip the ball out of his hands, and he maintains possession of it. Gets out to the 36. Overbeek on the stop for the Hawkeyes, and Dylan Burrish, as he usually is, in the middle of everything. They'll give him to the 37. Second and 5 for the Crusaders. We tick down toward 2 minutes to play in this one. Unity about to go to 3-5 on the season. Hamilton about to go to 1-7. Here's the give to Steenweik. Steenweik over the right side, over the 40. He's close to a first down to about the 42, maybe the 43. And we get a timeout, it looks like. They're gonna signal first down. 1:53 left to go. So Unity will get its second win of the season in the OK Green. They already have a win over Holland. And the Hawkeyes will play the Dutch next week to close out the season. Here's a give up the middle and breaking loose. And he might go. It's going to be James Reyes. He's to the 30. He's to the 20, the 10, the 5, end zone touchdown Unity. A 57-yard gallop by James Reyes, the 150-pound senior fullback. And it is now 54-21 in favor of Unity Christian. So another long touchdown run for the Unity Christian Crusaders. And Unity now up over 400 yards in rushing offense tonight. DeYoung on for the extra point. Andrews only missed one kick tonight, and that was blocked. The kick on the way is up, and it is good. 1:32 left to go here in Hamilton. It is Unity Christian 55, the Hawkeyes 21. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHDC.com. Young approaches the ball, sends the kick away, and it's going to sail into the end zone. It just went final, Zeeland West over Holland tonight, 60-21. So the Ducks are 4-0 in the OK Green, and they'll play for a conference championship next week against Byron Center. The game we'll bring you right here on WHTC and WHTC.com. We do not have an update on that Holland Christian Byron Center game. 13-3 was the last score we had with Byron Center in the league. And if you're wondering about the other Zeeland team, well, not a good night for the Chicks again. They're about to lose their third straight. It's Muskegon 56, the Chicks nothing. That's in the fourth quarter. Now, Zeelandese looked really impressive in the early part of the season, but they've not been the same since losing Spencer Veening to an injury. Hawkeyes with five receivers in the ball game, and back in the ball game is Mudd at quarterback. He hits Smith, and Smith gets out of bounds at about the 26 as Van Zeeland knocks him out of bounds. Second and four coming up for the Hawkeyes. 1:25 to go. And it was 34-0 Unity. The Hawkeyes came back, cut it to 34-21, but then Unity decided, okay, enough of this, and they have scored three touchdowns in a row to break this one open. Five receivers in the ballgame, three on the left, two on the right. Back to throw is Mudd. Mudd with time. Now the production breaks down. Flushed out, throws. He's got Tidd, and Tidd is out of bounds at the 37. That's going to be enough for a Hamilton first down. 1:17 to go. We'll try and give you the full roundups of scores on the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame report as soon as this one is over. Three receivers on the left, two on the right on first and 10 from its 37. Mudd to throw, and his pass is behind his receiver. That was intended for Matthew Unk, one of the wide receivers. So it'll be second down and 10. One 13 left to play. Five receivers in the ball game. Mudd by himself in the backfield. Looks at a three-man front. Back to throw. Slant pattern. And, oh, a nice defensive play that time by Tyler Vancouvering, the 130-pound Vancouver. He popped the receiver for Hamilton. That was Jordan Boovy, the intended receiver. And Boovy had his hand on the football momentarily, and Vancouvering dislodged it with a great hit. Back to throw, Mudd. Mudd throws, got Pando at the 40. Pando's got some running room. He's up to the 45, and he's still on his feet at midfield. Breaks a couple man's miss. He is into Unity Christian territory, down to the 41, and we're going to get a late flag. One of the Hamilton offensive linemen just after the play was over just pancaked one of Unity's defensive backs, and this is going to be a 15-yard personal foul against Hamilton. And that spoils what was a nice catch and run that time by Nathan Pando. So they'll bring the play back. They'll mark it at the 45 of Hamilton, and they're going to give them the first down, but then they mark 15 yards off of that. So it's first and 10 Hamilton from its 45 with 55 seconds left. Mudd gets the snap, back to throw. Throws toward the sideline. It's caught by Boovy, and Boovy is taken down at midfield. Nice shoe-top tackle that time by Van Kempen. Pickup of five. Down to 35 seconds. Clock continuing to run. Might get a couple of more plays in here. Mudd looks at the sideline to get the play. Now we're down to 25 seconds. Three receivers on the right, two on the left. Getting the snap is Mudd with time. Throws. Got a receiver to the 45. Down to the 42. I believe that's Boovy. Check that. That's Trenton Kronemeyer. I'm guessing he's the younger brother of Nick Kronemeyer, the former Hawkeye quarterback and point guard who now plays for Calvin College. He'll be playing some hoops for Calvin this fall. Down to 6 seconds. Down to five. Then you got time for one more play. Mudd takes. He's going to air this one out, it looks like. Mudd rolls out to his right. Rolling. He's just going to throw it as far as he can, and it's going to be intercepted down at the 10-yard line. Biker with the interception, and that's going to do it. The Unity Christian Crusaders will go back to Hudsonville tonight with their first victory in a month. They snap a four-game losing streak with a 55-21 win over the Hamilton Hawkeyes. Hamilton, meanwhile, will see its record slip to 1-7 heading into their season finale next week against Holland High. When we come back, we will have our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital post-game report and also mention our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. And let's take a three-minute break, Eric Michaels. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com.